God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart. Look at somebody, tell them, God requires your life. Come on, tell them, it costs Him everything. It's going to cost you everything. It'll cost you everything. And it's not, woe is me, for the commandments of the Lord are not grievous. It's not a pain to serve God. It's not, I got to give up everything. No, I didn't say give up. I said it's going to cost you everything. In other words, you can't put anything before God. You got to live such a life of discipline that you put nothing before God. But you seek first the kingdom. If you're truly going to feel the earth, if truly going to have that babe that leaps on God's frequency, that He's sending into the house, then you have to put God first. You know why? Because I put God first. I am not perfect, but I put God first. Now, me saying I'm not perfect don't give you a clause to get out. That ain't no escape clause. Well, you say, He ain't perfect. I ain't perfect either. Well, I ain't talking about that. I don't mean that. Because you got those escape artists. You know, just say something like that, and they read a whole lot of other stuff into that. They'll read sin into that. Well, you know, I ain't perfect. No, when we say that, we're just saying that we have not arrived yet, but our lives are given over to Him. All right, so the plan, we're talking about this sixth dimension, and it's to fill the earth. You know, we need bodies. We need people. If we're going to take this city, we need people on the ground on the same frequency. Not just in the spirit, you know, in agreement in the spirit, but ain't putting no effort forth, ain't living no kind of life. We need people on the earth, feet on the ground, troops on the ground. You gotta say boots on the ground. We need boots on the ground here in Fort Pierce. If we're gonna fill the earth, if we're gonna take over every domain and dominate and subdue, we need boots on the ground. People that are living a life, that are carrying the life of Christ and willing to transfer it. Because see, you are like leaven. Seed, when you put a seed in the ground, it does not produce a seed. It produces something that carries a whole lot more seed. It'll produce fruit on the tree, and every fruit has a seed. So you put one seed in, and then you get a whole lot more seed. Now imagine if you keep sowing seed, keep sowing seed, keep sowing seed, keep sowing seed, keep sowing seed. And then that seed produces after its kind, after its kind, after its kind, after its kind. After a while, you look around and in the earth, you see a church. You see a bride. Jesus sowed His life, except the corn of wheat fall in the ground and die. And sometimes that's the problem. People are afraid of losing. Missing out, life passing you by because you got saved. You don't understand. That stuff you live in is not life. Temporary indulgence. You have nothing to show for it. Bunch of broken relationships, maybe a disease. Who knows? But you call that life. You only get saved until you finish that. You may never finish that. That's not life. That's sin. And the wages of that is death. But now, don't be fooled. Sin can be pleasurable. That's why folk miss the mark. If it feels this good, it must be from God. Y'all, you have people say stupid stuff like that. It must be God because it feel good. Don't twist it. Sin can be pleasurable, but the wages, the payment for it, is death. destruction to your body, destruction to your life, destruction to relationships. That's what it'll end up being. Okay, tell somebody, we need boots on the ground. Now, the reason the babe must leap and we must be on the same frequency and carrying the same thing is because in every vocation, on every level, whether it be you're in the school system, you have your own business, you drive a truck, you know, you work for the city, wherever you are, when we carry the same thing, we are putting pressure on these areas. Again, we're like leaven and we're up in there. You work for the city and you're up in there every day and you got your testimony and folk know you're saved, know you walk upright. Guess what? Even if they resist it, that leaven is causing something to happen. Something in the spirit realm is happening. And a lot of y'all know, after a while, somebody going to get saved. Somebody going to find their way on home. Why? Because that leaven. I remember when I got saved, first of all, my younger brother came to the Lord. But then a lot of my partners, we used to hang out 1, 2, 3 doors down from where I lived. We called it the dugout because you'd go in there anytime. Mr. Arnold didn't care. I mean, he really didn't care. We hang out, do whatever we wanted to do there, whatever. And so all the times I was going to church, you know, they about that time in the evening, we had church on Friday nights then, they'd be, you know, getting ready to hang out. And they see me coming out with a little old tie on. I had no suits. I had a little tie. And getting my little Dodge going to church. You know, we speak in that, you know, and they, I know they was talking, you know, like I had lost my mind or something like that. But here's what happened over time. Some things started happening over time because they saw how diligent I was with that. And every now and then when I got a chance to talk to them, I wasn't browbeating them with the Bible. They just knew who I was then and could see how things had changed for me now. And my countenance, everything had changed. Over time, they started asking one of my brothers about where I went to church and stuff. You know, when they started asking where you go to church, all right, listen, now you got a little hook out there. Don't just see, a lot of times we don't pay attention to little movements in the spirit, little stuff like that, or looks that people give you sometimes, or things that, you know, when you're impressed, your spirit is impressed with things, follow through on things like that. But long story short, a number of those buddies, some that didn't get killed, a number of them got saved. Some of them are saved today, still saved, but I got them in a lot of trouble. I was responsible for getting a lot of them in a lot of trouble. But I was also responsible when God plucked me out. I said, I'm going to stay the course. I said, these guys that I done got all messed up, and I was messed up with them, I'm going to stay the course. And a number of them got out. A number of them got out and serving the Lord, going to church. Amen. Really got saved. What? See, that leaven, especially people that you know. And a lot of times we separate from people we know. No one had nothing else to do with them. Because they mistreat you. They, you know, they remember you, they familiar spirits. But a lot of times those are the very ones that you need to voice your testimony. This is how we feel the earth. The spirit in you can be transferred. Stop being timid and afraid. Because the devil's trying to transfer that spirit he carry. You know, little June bug go down the street and play with the little bad boy down there. You know, the one down the street. Not yours, the one down the street. He go down there and play. Then when he come home, and he all his attitude all bad. He don't want to take a bath. He don't want to eat and all that. You know, that ain't him. The little bad boy done transferred his spirit. Now little Junebug trying to be defiant. Just sit and I say, Junebug, listen, get me a belt. You know the bad spirits we talk about? Well, one of them is on you right now. So I'm just going to have to spank the bad spirit off of you. And when he gets off, everything's going to be cool, okay?
Okay.
Then you whip that spirit off of him, send him back down the street. And then Junebug is all right. You know how children, they'll bounce right back. Their spirit will be fine. What? That spirit. Spirits can be transferred. How much more so the life of Christ in you, which is God's purpose for the earth, to fill the earth with his glory through transferring his spirit. How does God save people? One by one. You know, he can save 1,000 people at one time, but he's saving them one by one. It's always one by one. God don't just in mass save people. Now, it's personal with every one of them. It's not just get 10,000 folks saved. No, God counts everyone, personal relationship with everyone. Amen. Are y'all still with me? We must exert pressure. Time for the tormentor to be tormented. Time for you to exert pressure. Stop. Look at somebody tell them, stop. Being so passive. Stop just letting anything go all the time. How you gonna feel the earth when you just put up with everything? I'm cool. I don't care. Hey man, they just stole your car. I don't care. Man, somebody breaking in your house, so ain't nothing in there. You know, just don't care. Just don't care. We have to be passionate about something. And as believers, we should be passionate about filling this earth. I got a question for you. What has happened to your witness? You don't even talk about him anymore. Hardly among yourselves, yet alone to a sinner. You don't talk about him anymore. What has happened? How is it we can fill the earth when God has chosen you as an instrument and you won't even speak? Listen, there are ways. You know, you don't just have to say, you save, you're going to hell. No, you don't have to go there. Find ways. You're around people every day. You're around some of them same people and been around them for a long time and never have really talked about what has happened in your life. You can start there with your testimony. You know what? You don't know where I come from. You see me now, but you don't know. Hey, let me tell you something. Child, what you do, I was two times worse than you. I go into detail sometimes with people on stuff. They don't think you know what you're talking about. I tell them stuff that was here before they got born. You ain't heard of that one, have you? That's where this stuff come from. You understand me? But there's ways to get inroads. And I don't mean that we have to browbeat anybody with the Bible. But just add some voice to your life. This is where I stand. This is what you're looking at. I believe in God. God saved me. He changed my life. He set me free. You don't know, I was hooked on dope like you. But God changed me. I couldn't do it myself. I was lost. I was in the fornication, idolatry, all this stuff. But you know, God set me free. I used to smoke that weed that got everybody nice, legal in certain states. And they call it medicinal and all. Devil is very crafty. Because see, it ain't stopping there. It ain't going to stop there. Watch some years down the road where it's at. Legalizing it for teenagers. But we are the leaven. We are the counter to the decline. We bring life. The devil don't bring life. He'll bring empty promises, lies, deceptions to lure people into things. But we bring life. And you know what? Because people are in and created in the image of God, though they may not understand everything you're saying, something will bear witness with their spirit that this is what I need. Why? Because they were created in the image of God. God created them. God's spirit, the breath of life is in them. And since Adam's fall, in all hearts there is a void, an emptiness. And there's nothing that can bear witness to that emptiness except the presence of God.
We are continuing in part 4 of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. Align yourself with the Word of God. You have the authority to influence others that are around you. Biblical principles must be formed in your life. Live out your kingdom lifestyle through your vocation. Step into the realm of sacrifice, and you will step into a realm of possibility. God's purpose is to extend His kingdom rule in your endeavors. He wants to gather many people together who are on the same frequency. He is joining lives to supernaturally bring about corporate destinies. When your life has the same spirit and the same sound, you pursue the same course. You must be on the same frequency because you are putting pressure on certain areas.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.